Good morning. So today I'm going to talk about a review that we're performing on double crop soybean. So first of all, a question. Most of the producers do not manage the soybean, the double crop soybean, as they manage the full season soybean. And why is that? So we did a review to try to see what's with that. What is going on? So the objectives were to relate double crop soybean and the wheat that comes previous to that soybean, and the double crop soybean and the full season soybean that doesn't have the previous wheat. So for that, we had a database where we had dissertations and articles so that it wouldn't be biased. And from 125 papers that we looked into, we got 50, where we got these two responses, these two databases. And for that, we did a systematic review. So the databases, then the terms we looked for, 125 papers, scanning these papers for yield, soybean preceded by a winter crop and no intercropping, and then the databases there that we found. So for the first database, I'm going to show you here the relation between double crop soybean on the y-axis and wheat yield in the x-axis. And you can see that this is the 1-1 line, and we have a lot of points up, below the 1-1 line. So that means that wheat is out-yielding soybean by a lot, and many times, two times more. But that's not our main objective here, because if you see, we have a decrease starting in 4,000 kilograms per hectare, and the points just go down for double crop soybean. So 87% of the points that are down there are higher for wheat, and then from these points that I showed you that are going down, we have this graph here, which is a probability graph for double crop soybean depending on different wheat yield environment. So if you look at this black line, it is for the higher yielding wheat environment, so it's above 6,000 kilograms per hectare. And you can see that here, if you want to know a 75% probability of having that you will have in a high wheat yielding environment, you can just look here and you'll have 2,500 kilograms per hectare. But in another case, if you are in a 4,000 wheat yield environment, you will see that in 75% of the cases, you will be in 3,500 kilograms per hectare. So that's 1,000 kilograms per hectare difference. And moving on to the maximum yield, you can see that for the black line, that is the high yield, you will get around 4,000 kilograms per hectare in comparison with 5,500 kilograms per hectare, which is 1,500 kilograms per hectare difference. So, high yielding wheat gives you a low probability of high soybean yield, and we have a difference. We have a difference of 1,500 kilograms per hectare there. So, for a second database, we have full season soybean historically yielding more than double crop soybean. So that is probably expected because of the time the full soybean has in relation to double crop. But you can see that 77% of the points are above the 1-1 line, which means that the full season soybean is out yielding the double crop soybean. And that is by 753 kilograms by hectare. But there is still the 23% of the cases that double crop soybean is out yielding full season soybean. And why is that? So that is where we need to go, and that is what we are looking for when these points are out yielding the full season. And if you see, it's out yielding by 435. So what's causing that? So that is what we're looking for in the future. So double crop soybean is affected by wheat yield, Thus, there is a high probability that in high-yielding wheat environments, double crop soybean yields less. And full-season soybean out-yields double crop soybean in most of the growing seasons. Thank you.